Hello, hello. We are back for another episode and I am feeling, quite frankly, amazing. I've just had, girls, you're going to know what I mean when I say this, hopefully, the everything shower. The shower where you shave, the shower where you wash your hair, the shower where you clean your body, the shower where you get everything done and you come out of that bathroom feeling like the freshest you have ever felt. So that's how I'm feeling. A little bit of wet hair, smooth legs, loving life. Not only that, but if you listened to my podcast last week, you will remember that I said that one of my priorities for this year, I know I bang on about it every time, one of my priorities for this year was to increase my self-connection. And one of those things that I'd set out in relation to that priority was to have 4 weekends a year where I have the house to myself, where Jordan goes to his family, and I strategically placed them throughout the year at times where I had a lot coming up. So especially if I've got a retreat coming up, I want to make sure I am feeling my best before that. And I got one coming up. So for the whole of Saturday, I managed to have the day to myself and I had the best time. Now, I've mentioned a couple of times that I've got a busy couple of months coming up. So let me brief you on what the next couple of months actually look like, because it is wild. And trust me, this is related to the theme of this podcast episode. Just bear with me. So next week, I am heading 4 hours south to Somerset to run a 3-day refresh retreat for people that came to my self-empowerment Zakynthos retreat in October. We're 6 months on, and so they wanted to get back together to reflect on the last 6 months, see how far they've come, brush up on anything that they found challenging, and just to meet up and have a great time. And that is exactly what we're going to do. So that is what's happening next week. I get back, I drive 4 hours home, and then a few days later, I head up to Scotland for a few days because I've got something really, really big happening up there. It's not work-related, it is entirely personal, and I'm very, very excited to share it with you very soon, but I can't just yet. So I go up to Scotland for a few days, and then I drive back home. I can't even remember how many hours it is. And then I'm at home for one night, and then I head straight down to Loughborough because I'm delivering a workshop for the students there. A couple of days after that, I head to Manchester Uni because I'm delivering some workshops there too. And then a few days after that, I head to the airport because I'm going out to Zante for my May self-empowerment retreat and I'm going to be there for 3 weeks, which I am absolutely buzzing for. Can't wait. Then I get back. So I get back on the 27th, 28th of May. And then on the 1st of June, I am moving house. So literally a few days after we get back, we have to pack up the entire house because we're moving. And then thankfully, June is very chilled and relaxed. June's my birthday month and we'll be in the new house. And well, I can't wait to tell you more about that. But until that first week of June, life is pretty crazy, but it's filled with wonderful stuff. Now, I'm someone who can quite often feel like they're not doing enough. And I don't think that's just me. I think all of us can feel like that, right? And when we think about it, we have to balance work, whatever that looks like for you. We have to balance work with spending meaningful time with family, with responding to friends or messaging people back on social media if you have a business, posting to social media, which for me is a big part of my job, looking after kids if you have them, worrying about kids if you have them, cleaning the house, exercising more, trying to cook healthy foods, but also traveling and enjoying life, but whilst also trying not to spend too much. And I'm sure that we could add another half a dozen more responsibilities to that list. But as important as all of those responsibilities are, the principal responsibility that you have, and listen up when I say this, the principal, the main responsibility you have in life is to enjoy it. And this sounds so silly and you've probably got a bunch of big things going on right now that you think, Izzy, like, I've got so much going on, how can you just sit there and tell me to enjoy life? But listen up, when you are enjoying life, you are more loving to your partner, you are more patient with your kids, your body looks great because you're not constantly finding flaws in it, you choose to eat healthier, you don't mind that the house is a mess. You find spontaneous things to do that don't cost the world. You don't buy as much because you don't feel like you need a drink. You don't feel like you need to go out for dinner. You don't feel like you need to buy new clothes to look good because you already feel good. So, no, maybe the house isn't as tidy as it could be, and maybe you haven't posted to social media for a couple of days when you feel like you probably should have done, but you feel good, and that is all that matters. And that is exactly what I have accidentally fallen into over the last month or so. I have just found myself strangely feeling super duper present and making choices that allow me to enjoy life rather than stress about it. So despite having loads of big things coming up and a brain that is obsessed with making progress, may I add, I've been able to make peace with the progress that I'm already making and focus on appreciating life in the meantime. So for instance, when I've looked out the window and seen that it's sunny and I know that my mum would say, you need to go and get some fresh air, or, you know, that's what, I know that there are loads of families that are out for, I don't know, picnics. Do you do that in April? But they're out doing fun things. They're out going for a walk around a national park and they're doing this, that and the other. And I have that deep down feeling of guilt, but I kind of don't want to go outside because I'm really immersed in something. Maybe I am deep into planning a retreat, or I've just come across a really great villa on Airbnb for a future retreat. And I'm so in that headspace and I'm really enjoying myself that despite the guilt, I don't want to go out. And so what I've managed to do in the last few weeks is not beat myself up, but instead remind myself, for instance, with this going outside example, that I'm spending 3 weeks in Zante soon, where I'm going to be spending most hours of the day outside. So actually I can relax. I can take peace with the fact that, yeah, it's sunny outside and yeah, I probably should be outside if we're thinking about absolute health. But really, we are the most healthy when we are not worried, when we are not stressed. Stress is one of the biggest killers. Stress leads to the most diseases. So if we can avoid stress, unnecessary stress, obviously there's a few different types of stress. There's the stress of, okay, you've got something big coming up that you want to make sure goes right. But I wouldn't call that stress. I would, because you're excited about it, you're confident in it, you're just being wary. Whereas stress, and the unhealthy kind of stress, is where you worry yourself to the ground about things that really you don't need to worry about, things that the worrying isn't going to change. And actually just worrying puts you in that negative headspace and means that you can't sleep and just has this big impact on you. So actually the healthiest thing to do is to continue being in flow state and make peace with the fact that it's okay if I don't go outside. And another example, I haven't been able to see members of family for a couple of months now, and I can feel bad about that. But realistically, I'm not going to be able to spend much time with them at all for at least the next month or so, until all of my travel and work stuff is out of the way. And I'm deciding I'm not going to beat myself up. Instead, I'm going to remind myself of why I haven't been able to spend that much time with them. And I'm going to make sure that I take the time to message or call them every other day. And I'm going to make plans with them for months later on in the year. But I'm not going to feel bad about it now because I can't change it. And actually, if I feel bad about it, I'm not going to show up on those calls as best as I could with them. Whereas if I focus on being present, appreciating my life as it is, feeling good about what I'm doing, then I'm going to be a positive influence. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to help them feel better in themselves. So hopefully this is giving you some food for thought with different areas in your own life that you might be feeling bad about. I am an expert at guilt and regret. Trust me, my university years were plagued with guilt and regret. Not even valid guilt and regret. I just felt bad about myself with everything. And only through a sheer amount of self-empowerment work have I been able to release those intense feelings. And that's exactly what this podcast is for, helping you to release those negative feelings and feel more empowered. And this one specifically is here to help you release the unnecessary expectations that you put on yourself, which honestly achieves nothing other than making you feel bad and making you show up as a worse version of yourself to those around you. So remember, regret, guilt, embarrassment, shame, any negative emotion over something that's happened in the past only ever leads to you feeling bad in the present moment. And the result of that is that it leads to you not showing up as your best. And then a few hours later or a few days later, you then feel bad about how you'd behaved. So join me in embracing and enjoying the present, because that is what makes you show up your best. And that is what life really, really is. So if you are not someone that does a gratitude list, think about one right now. You don't even have to write it down. What are three things that you're grateful for today? What are three things that you're looking forward to, even if they're challenging things, even if they're things that are outside of your comfort zone? What are three good things that have happened in the last week? So that therefore, if you do that, you are looking at the past with gratitude, with acceptance, with, do you know what? There were some good things that happened. Write three things that you're grateful for right now. That shows to your brain that you are feeling good in the present. You're feeling grateful. You're feeling accepting of the present. And when you think about three things you're looking forward to, you're telling your brain you've got good stuff coming up. Even if they're only small, even if it's having a coffee tomorrow morning, it can be anything. Even if it's something that you don't really want to do, but you know you're going to feel better afterwards, like going for a run, you've booked a park run and you really don't want to do it, but you know that you're going to feel good afterwards, that's something you can be looking forward to. You're reminding your brain that there is purpose, that your life is good. And no matter how bad your life feels, you can do this and it will change the way that you feel. And because it changes the way that you feel, you're going to show up better. So if you've just been fired, you've just been broken up with, you've just been through the worst, if you do this every day or every other day or however long you want to do it, you will become a more confident individual who's more clear-minded. Then the next job interview you have, you're going to perform better. You're going to be 1% more likely to get that job. Trust me, because I've been at the lowest of lows and now I am where I am now. And I'm by no means perfect, but I do feel a hell of a lot better a lot more of the time. And that's all I ever want to help other people do. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. I hope you have taken something away from this and I can't wait to see you next week. So all that's left to say is I appreciate it.